tell City, come prayer. Why prayer? Because we need grace. What's grace? Well, we need to get to heaven that we don't have. As God gives it to us. The most constant, the most available form of obtaining grace is prayer. We need, therefore, not only to know with our minds, and therefore we need the grace, remember, of the illumination. But we also need strength. In other words, what I'm doing is God's will. But especially when doing God's will is difficult. But either I do not naturally like to do what my conscience tells me is the will of God. Or then the burden that God tells me to carry is so heavy on my shoulders that I'm ready to sink. What will keep me from sinking? Grace. Where do I get some grace? Pray. Like a woman in New Jersey when I was teaching in New York. Call me up, and I knew I had no shut off on my telephone. Call me up at 1:30 in the morning from New Jersey. No, she was ill with terminal cancer, excruciating pain. Well, they want to take my life, want to commit suicide. Why can't I do it? And all I know is whatever God has been able, shall I say, to do through this sentence, had because people have prayed for this unworthy person. I said, look, want a reason to pray? Would you pray for me? Oh, she sighed. All right, Father. All right, offer up your pain. I'll offer up my pain for you. And while we're on the subject, because there's so much, each of these subjects, as you know, is an ocean. The most effective prayer is a prayer which is joined to something. Then you really pray. Of course, you've got to believe. And I mean, we've got to believe that our prayers are always answered. It always gives us what we need. It always gives us what we need. It always gives us what we want. You wouldn't even have to be God to know. And many things we want, we don't need. By the way, one of the blessings of marriage is the husband helps the wife to know what she needs. And the wife, the husband, to know what he needs. One can be so strong, but it's only our need that we need to have satisfaction. And for that too, we need to. So that, no matter how heavy the trial from God may be, you may see until God warns, you know me better than I do. I need this. And even after suffering, you tell God, thank you.